Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Sharon Spurlock, S-P-U-R-L-O-C-K. Address is 16385 Deer Park Road, Cottonwood, California, 96022. Phone 650-851-9297. Her ID is XXX XXX 8335. Date of birth is 4/19/1953, 79-year-old, married, retired designer. Insurance is Medicare/AARP, pharmacy is Walgreens, Churn Creek Road, Reading. (530) 221-5028. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of forgetfulness. This is addressed to 2. Dr. William Harden, H-A-R-D-E-N, M-D, Reading Family Medical Group, 2510 Air Park Drive, Suite 201, Reading, California, 96001, phone 530-244-4034, fax is 530-244-1821, carbon copy to Han, H-A-H-N, Kline, C-L-I-N-E, P-A-C, Pulse Urgent Care Clinic, 100 East Cypress Avenue, Reading, California, 96002, phone 530-722-1111, fax 530-722-9999. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for re-referring Sharon Spurlock for neurological reevaluation. New paragraph, as you may already know, Sharon was seen here in this clinic referred by Dr. Jessica Bonet, DO, in 2017. Subparagraph, at that time she was identified to have TIA-like symptoms with identified nutritional deficiencies, which were corrected for vitamin D3 and vitamin B3. New paragraph. Her Epworth sleepiness scale was abnormal, and she was referred for home sleep testing and further evaluation treatment by Dr. Everett Trevor, MD. Subparagraph, by her report, however, this was never accomplished. New paragraph, she's developed troubles with forgetfulness since that time. Subparagraph, while under the care of Dr. Renu, R-E-N-U, Magu, M-A-G-U, M-D, who is now retired, she completed evaluation for possible progressive dementia with some symptoms of mild to moderate cognitive decline. New paragraph. New paragraph. In consideration of her clinical history and current complaints of forgetfulness, I am having her accomplish the following. Number one, she will complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires for a more comprehensive assessment of her capacity. New paragraph. Initial diagnostic laboratory testing for dementia risk factors. And nutritional insufficiencies will be requested. New paragraph. She will be referred for home sleep testing with her previous history of dyspnea and findings of suspected sleep apnea for further evaluation and treatment if indicated. New paragraph. We are scheduling her for a high-resolution 3 Tesla MR brain imaging study at MD Imaging in Reading, new paragraph. Considering that her general neurological examination today appears to be within normal limits and that she maintains her activity and capacity despite her problems with forgetfulness that are reported, I would anticipate that further evaluation and treatment may alleviate her symptoms should we identify underlying non-degenerative medical risk factors contributing to her symptoms. New paragraph, I'll set a follow-up report when she returns with the data for further evaluation and treatment, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.